What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Spring.
Okay. And what would you call something that's intermediate in size between a spring and a river? Well, now what about a branch and a creek? Where would they fit in?
I think the creek would be larger.
Okay.
Than the branch.
And then would the spring be smaller or larger than the branch?
Well, I think they all kind of run hand in hand.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to support his pants?
Suspenders.
Okay. What do you call gravy that's made by adding water to ham grease?
What?
Gravy. That you make from ham grease and water. And it doesn't. This kind of gravy doesn't have any thickening in it.
That's ham gravy.
Okay. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? Have you ever heard people talk about, I don't know if these animals live around here, but have you ever heard people talk about razorbacks or piney woods rooters or long rooters
and
mountain rooters?
I have heard people talk about razorbacks, but I never did know too much about them.
Not an authority on razorbacks. Yeah. What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Rash.
Okay. Have you heard this kind of thing called ground itch or toe itch or police foot?
Ground itch?
Uh-huh. Would that be a rash between somebody's?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Ground itch.
Okay. What do people call homemade whiskey?
Homemade whiskey, let's see. Well, I reckon it'd be homemade whiskey.
Okay. What do you call things that children like to play with? A child might hope to get a lot of what for Christmas?
Toys.
Okay, fine. Now, this next part is going to be like this. If we were talking about reading a book, I might ask you, has the book been read?
Read.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you might answer, yes, yesterday. I read
mm-hmm.
the book.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's going to be the same word, and there'll be two questions mm-hmm. about each word. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been
delivered?
Now, the word is buying.
Buying.
So have they been
paid for?
Well, now when we were talking about reading a book, we said, has the book been read?
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about buying groceries, we'd say, have the groceries been
bought?
Buying. And the answer would be, yes, yesterday, it's the same thing.
I bought the groceries.
Fine. Now, if we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been, talking about the word eating, have the apples been
eaten?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday, I
ate one.
Okay. If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you, what, your coffee? Have you?
Sugar.
You're talking about drinking, so you say, have you, the word drinking, have you?
Drunk your coffee?
Fine.
Drank your coffee? Drunk.
I think either one is all right. And I might answer, yes, a few minutes ago, just same thing. I what, my coffee?